Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and if there's one thing that we love more than a good boss fight or a decently designed level, it is the one and only humble shopkeeper, ready to sell us wares and goods as we go off on our adventures. But sometimes, they like to take the piss a bit, either charging us way too much for utter tosh, or not even selling us the right items to fit the job. So let's take a look at these charlatans today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game shopkeepers who sold you utter trash. Number 10, Medigoron, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. So Medigoron was first introduced to Zelda fans in the seminal Ocarina of Time, a large rock creature who also moonlighted as a shopkeeper in his self-named Blade store. Now, players are able to purchase one notable item from him, the Giant's Knife, an apparently supreme blade which he spent around 6 years forging, which only stings that much more when you actually start using the thing and come to realize that despite it being twice as powerful as the Master Sword, it's also extremely fragile. The Giant's Knife can end up breaking after just a few well-placed hits against a sufficiently hard object, meaning that it's more or less a massive waste of money. You're better off just waiting until you can obtain the Bigoron Sword, which is basically the exact same thing, but infinitely more durable, and better still, absolutely free. Number 9. Clyde, South Park, The Stick of Truth. Near the beginning of Obsidian's deliriously irreverent South Park-themed RPG, The Stick of Truth, you'll be shown around Cartman's base and introduced to series regular Clyde, who also happens to be one of the game's many merchants. You'll be tasked with buying a weapon from Clyde, but before that, he'll ask you if you want to pay $2 to hear some tips and rumors. Doing so will result in Clyde bluntly telling you, don't waste your money on tips and rumors. As much as Clyde basically just sold you snake oil in word form, it was perhaps worth the $2 to learn of his deceitful nature early, considering that he's later revealed to be one of the game's primary antagonists. Number 8. Cursula, Enter the Gungeon. Say what you will about the other charlatans on this list, but most of them won't sell you actively cursed goods. The same can't be said for the tellingly named Cursula in Enter the Gungeon. Cursula's wares are certainly plenty tempting, considering that she sells useful weapons and trinkets at half price, compared to anywhere else in the game, albeit at the cost of increasing your curse level. Basically, every item that you buy from her will raise your curse by 2.5 to a maximum of 10, in addition to the fact that many of the items will themselves be cursed, boosting your curse further. It's ultimately a trade-off for players, as they can decide whether some of her more intriguing items are actually worth incurring the curse. You can actually lower your curse to 1 per item by stealing from her rather than buying. Still, you're getting dirty, compromised goods no matter how you deal with her. Number 7. Renon, Castlevania 64. Castlevania's Renon is a demon salesman who shows up to sell you healing kits, roast meat, and other curative items during the game. Now, his stock might not be particularly alluring compared to other vendors throughout the game, but he's easily accessible and seems pretty harmless, right? Well, except the game does neglect to tell you that if you've spent over 30,000 gold with him, you've basically sold your soul as well. And so, if you've been patronizing him a lot during the game, you'll have to face his winged demonic form as an additional boss before taking on Dracula, with victory being the only way to break the apparent agreement that you have with him without having any knowledge of making it. The items that he sold you may have inherently been fine, but ultimately he was really trying to sell you something else entirely, your own spiritual demise. Number 6. Fleet Hall Theatre Vending Machine, Bioshock. In the world of Bioshock, the merchants are in fact vending machines, which are littered around the world, allowing players to purchase health, items, ammo, and so on. But there's one vending machine in this game that everybody hates, and it's located at Fleet Hall Theatre. For starters, the machine quite literally sells you trash, given that it offers totally non-nutritious foodstuffs like potato chips and cream-filled cakes, and does so at an absurdly huge markup. Cream-filled cakes, for instance, cost 40 times what they do elsewhere in the game, seemingly reflecting the egregious price gouging that occurs in actual theatres around the world. Sure, you can hack the vending machine to net yourself a more favourable price, but there's no denying that more law-abiding punters are being thoroughly exploited here. Damn you. Number 5. Prospero. Anthem. Though the inclusion of microtransactions in video games isn't surprising to anyone anymore, they're more often than not cloistered away in their own impersonal nested menus that players can more or less avoid should they wish to do so. BioWare's recently deceased Anthem took an entirely different approach, though, by actually selling them through an interactive NPC character who runs the Featured Store, a storefront where players can buy cosmetic armor items with both in-game currency and real-world money. Rather cheekily, the merchant is named Prospero, and so it's not tough to imagine EA bigwigs cackling with glee as they admire the cleverness of their shopkeeper's moniker. Cosmetics aren't an inherently bad thing, but they do come with an added layer of ick when the game is making over-the-odds overtures to try and part you with real-life cash for silly nonsense like emotes and decals. More bizarre is the fact that the store only offers a small number of items at any one time on a rotating basis, and so between this and the rather unappealing designs on offer, there's little but dime store kitsch to be bought here. And the lackluster cosmetics being sold certainly didn't help the game's popularity, that's for damn sure. Number 4. Money Bags. Spyro the Dragon. So most of the shopkeepers on this list at least have the semi-decency to sell you things that they actually own, but in the case of Spyro the Dragon's money bags, well, that's not the case here. Money Bags, who first appeared in Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, is less a merchant and more of a con man who blocks Spyro's progression through the world by commanding a gem fee to unlock the most basic of things. For instance, Money Bags might charge Spyro to allow him to cross a bridge or give him the password to unlock a door, which in one case is insultingly the word gullible. It becomes even more infuriating when Moneybags literally sells Spyro's own abilities to him, such as learning to swim, climb, and head bash. And in the third game, Spyro Year of the Dragon, he even sells Spyro's own impoverished pals back to him before trying to sell him a dragon egg. Does it get any trashier than that? Moneybags' is predatory business practices and flagrant flaunting of his own wealth quickly made him a widely loathed character in the Spyro fandom, but at least he got his comeuppance in the end. Number 3. Wurt the Peg-Legged Boy. Diablo. There's no two ways about it. Diablo's vendor, Wurt the Peg-Legged Boy, sucks. Beyond the fact that Wurt's inventory is generally pretty unremarkable and wildly overpriced, he won't even show you what he's got until you pay him 50 gold first. This effectively places a tax on the entire transaction before it's even started, and in turn pressures you to actually buy something after you've already sunk 50 gold for the mere privilege of looking. To make matters worse, Wurt only sells one item to you in a single transaction, meaning that everything you buy from him basically costs an extra 50 gold. Talk about a hustle. He certainly got his just desserts in Diablo 2, though, as players can stumble upon his corpse following the Siege of Tristram. Better still, you're able to loot his dead body and steal his peg leg, the latter of which is required to unlock the game's most infamous of all infamous levels, the Secret Cow level. Number 2. Griffin. Fallout 3 Broken Steel DLC. So there's overcharging for legitimate items, and then there's literally selling an illusion to people and exploiting their need for your own personal gale. In Fallout 3's Broken Steel DLC, the side quest The Amazing Aqua Cura introduces players to Griffin, a ghoul con man who sells Aqua Cura, a supposedly curative bottled water which he claims can reverse the effects of the ghoul condition. In reality, Griffin simply bought regular purified Aqua Pura bottles and replaced the contents with irradiated water, while wearing a wig to suggest that he himself was enjoying the benefits of Aqua Cura. Players then have several options for dealing with Griffin, namely blackmailing him with the knowledge of his ruse and getting kickbacks on a weekly basis, or exposing his charade and leaving him to be murdered by the righteously angry mob. Either way, Griffin is a hilarious parody of the traditional snake oil salesman, and one of the most grossly motivated shopkeepers that you'll find in any video game. And number 1. Red. Animal Crossing. As much as people love to talk about Animal Crossing's Tom Nook being a glorified loan shark, at least the guy isn't literally selling you stolen goods like the series regular Red. In addition to trying to flog you overpriced furniture, he'll also attempt to offload counterfeit paintings and sculptures, initially at an absurdly high price before coming down to a more agreeable figure. While Red does sell the occasional genuine piece of art, it'll be up to the player to closely inspect his wares and look for imperfections that will give it away as being a dupe. Get this wrong and it can prove especially embarrassing when you try to take the piece to the museum director. Not to mention the cost that you've just incurred for a fake. Unsurprisingly, Red has a strict no refunds policy. Absolute Del Boy, this guy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.